Hola, hello, ciao. You are listening to the Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub.
I'd like to be under the sea. Oh, hello and ciao, my cunning conch collectors. It is day 14 of the Dogfish Days of Podcasting, where our wonderful pod of audio adventurers post a fresh episode every single day for the month of August. Some are quick splashes, some are epic dives, but all of them are worth exploring. And you can do that by going to the magical mega feed at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Today, we're heading down under, way down under the water, to talk about one of my favorite topics, the octopus civilizations off the coast of Australia. People think octopuses are just clever loners who play with shells and occasionally steal cameras from divers, but no, darling. Off the coast of Australia, they've got whole neighborhoods. I am talking cities. Little undersea metropolises made of shells, rocks, and an unsettling amount of discarded human detritus, mostly from careless landwalkers. They call one of their big settlements Auklantis, which, yes, is a bit on the nose, but branding isn't their strong suit. Their strong suits are master-level camouflage, opening any jar, which means you can never leave snacks unattended, and the kind of silent, judgmental stare that makes you rethink your entire life's choices. Their social structure is fascinating. They've got architects, the ones who arrange the shells into homes and boulevards. They've got the street sweepers. Those are the ones that clear debris but also gossip about everything they see. And then there are the drama tentacles, the octopuses who exist solely to start squabbles over who gets the nicest den. But here's the kicker. These octopus cities aren't permanent. Every so often, they just move, pack up, scuttle off, and rebuild somewhere else. Yesterday's bustling octopus's garden becomes tomorrow's empty patch of sand. They call it relocation. I call it ghosting, but with eight arms. So, if you ever swim near Australia and feel like you're being watched, you probably are. And if you're lucky enough to find their garden, be polite, don't touch anything, and for the love of all that's tidal, don't hum the song. They've heard it. A lot. Also, they've got eight arms, and they're all ready to slap.
My name is Meme Del Mare, and this has been a Mermaid Minute. For show notes, contact information, and complete credits, visit bathtubmermaid.com. And remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.